Lent, Week 4, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works.
Repent and do penance, make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 11. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, every man at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant, and why have I not found favour in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people upon me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I bring them forth that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries the suckling child, to the land which you did swear to give to their fathers'? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will deal thus with me, kill me at once, if I find favour in your sight, that I might not see my wretchedness." And the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take some of the spirit which is upon you and put it upon them, and they shall bear the burdens of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt." Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall not eat 1 day, or 2 days, or 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, "Why did we come forth out of Egypt?" But Moses said, "The people among whom I am number 600,000 on foot, and you have said, 'I will give them meat, that they may eat a whole month.' Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now shall you see whether my word will come true for you or not." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them round about the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to them, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it upon the 70 elders, and when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did so no more. Now 2 men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested upon them. They were among the registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the minister of Moses, one of the chosen men said, "My lord Moses, forbid them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp.
Responsory from Joel 2. I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I will pour out my spirit in those days. You will be filled with power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be witnesses for me to the ends of the earth. I will pour out my spirit in those days. A reading from the letters of St. Maximus the Confessor. The heralds of the truth and ministers of divine grace, who have explained to us from the beginning, right down to our own time, each in his own way, the saving will of God, say that nothing is so dear and loved by him as when men turn to him with true repentance. Wishing to show that this is by far the most holy thing of all, the divine word of God the Father, the supreme and only revelation of infinite goodness, deigned to dwell with us in the flesh, humbling himself in a way no words can explain. He said, he did, and he suffered those things which were necessary to reconcile us while we were yet enemies with God the Father, and to call us back again to the life of blessedness from which we had been alienated. Not only did he heal our diseases with his miracles and take away our infirmities by his sufferings, and, though sinless, pay our debt for us by his death like a guilty man. It was also his desire that we should aim to become like him in love of men and in perfect mutual charity, and he taught us this in many ways. He taught it when he proclaimed, "I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." And again, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." He also said that he had come to seek and to save the lost sheep, and on one occasion that he had been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In the same way, in the parable of the lost coin, he referred in a symbolic way to the fact that he had come to restore in men the royal likeness which had been lost by the evil-smelling filthiness of passions. Likewise, he said, "Just so, I tell you, there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents." He taught it when he brought relief with oil and wine and bandages to the man who had fallen among thieves and had been stripped of all his clothing and left half dead from his injuries. Having placed him on his own beast, he entrusted him to the innkeeper. After paying what was needed for his care, he promised when he came back he would repay whatever more was spent. He taught it when he said that the prodigal son's all-loving father took pity on him, and kissing him as he came running back repentant, clothed him once more with the beauty of his glory, and did not reproach him in any way for what he had done. He taught it when he found the sheep which had strayed from the divine flock of 100 wandering over the hills and mountains. He did not drive it or beat it, but brought it back to the fold. In his mercy, placing it on his shoulders, he restored it, with compassion, unharmed to the rest of the flock. He taught it again when he cried, "Come to me, all who labour and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest," and, "Take my yoke upon you." By yoke, of course, he meant commandments, or a life lived according to the principles of the gospel. By burden, he meant the labour which repentance seems to involve. "For my yoke," he says, "is easy, and my burden light." Again, teaching divine righteousness and goodness, he commanded, "Be holy, be perfect, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful," and, "Forgive, and it shall be forgiven you," and, "Whatever you wish that men would do to you, so do to them." Responsory based on Ezekiel 33. "I should have suffered anguish had I not experienced your mercy, Lord. It was you who said, 'I take no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but desire that he turn from his way and live.' It was you who called the Canaanite woman and the publican to repentance." When cares increased in my soul, your consolation calmed my soul. It was you who called the Canaanite woman and the publican to repentance. Let us pray. Lord God, you crown the merits of the saints and pardon sinners when they repent. Forgive us our sins now that we come before you humbly confessing our guilt.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.